All right, get your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Acts chapter 15. Nasa Acts 15 na tayo sa pagbabasa ng salita ng Diyos. At babasahin natin magmula verse number 1 hanggang verse number 12. Sa Acts chapter 15, nandun yung church ng Antioch, nagsaserve doon sa loob ng church, sila Barnabas at saka si Paul. They had returned from their first missionary trip. They spent some time back in their home church at Antioch. At may mga bulaang mga teachers na dati members ng Church ng Jerusalem na umakyat sa Antioch, Syria. Bumaba sila galing Jerusalem kasi nasa bundok ang Jerusalem. They went down from Jerusalem up to Antioch and they wanted to teach and preach their false teaching. Makinig. So gusto nila magturo na ang tao ay saved at mananatiling saved kapag sumunod sila sa batas ni Moses at iba't ibang mga ceremony ang mga batas ni Moses. So, ngayon, naguluhan yung church ng Antioch kasi sabi ni Barnabas and Saul, you are saved by grace through faith, hindi by law sa pagsunod sa batas. Eh, ngayon, naguluhan sila. So, yung church ng Antioch, saan nang galing yung mga teachers na ito? Ah, dun kami, member kami ng church ng Jerusalem. Okay, we're gonna verify. Tingnan nga natin. So, pinadala nila ng Antioch si Barnabas, si Paul, at saka yung mga false teachers na yon. Bumalik sila ngayon, nag-travel sila papunta sa Jerusalem para i-verify kung talagang sila nga ay galing sa Jerusalem Church at kung talagang pinaniniwalaan ba ng Jerusalem Church na kailangan sumunod sa batas ni Moses. So, mga sabadista. Naging sabadista ba yung mga church na yung Jerusalem na yan? Alright, so, this was a whole consternation. And the Jerusalem Church had to make clear the terms of salvation. Are we saved by grace through faith or are we saved by grace through faith and keeping the law of Moses? So we'll find out what happened. Acts chapter 15, verse 1, hanggang 12. Let's all stand to our feet and we will read responsively. Mauna ako sa verse 1, sa inyo ang verse 2, sa akin ang 3, sa inyo ang 4, hanggang maabot natin yung verse 12. Pagdating sa verse 12, sabay-sabay lahat tayo. Alright, so let me begin with Acts chapter 15 and verse number 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved.
And therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles elders about this question.
And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phinehas and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and that caused great joy unto all the brethren.
And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church, and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them.
But there rose up certain sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.
And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter.
And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe.
And God, which knoweth the hearts, bare them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us.
And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we are able to bear?
But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they together. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. So lagyan ng bookmark yan. Magpapatuloy tayo later. You may be seated. God bless you.